Pray one prayer before we start. Apostle Paul said, let's pray that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. The eyes of our understanding be enlightened. Pray that prayer, pray that prayer, pray that prayer, pray that prayer. The eyes of our understanding being enlightened. There is an eye that a man uses to understand things, especially the things of God. Paul is asking you, let there be light in that territory. In the territory of your perception, perception of spiritual matters, let there be strong light. I don't doubt that you have an all kind of sight in the spirit. But what of light? You can only see based on the light that is shining. The intensity of the light. We pray that God will grant us insight, depth. Samante kabaranda baranda boska takaba Natalia, jambra kabata kambre de balatelia. Make this prayer in the next 30 seconds. Your growth in God depends on it. Your destiny depends on your growth in God. Zabande le kota kambrela, barada barahas kabatatia. Ambre, ambre, zabaganda, gabrada bada gabadadaska. Ebreka kota kambra kabanatalia. Zabra kapatos, kabarada bananta. Mamanate, grepete kubas kabarada banantele. Jembre de berende bre kapatua. Abra kabata kuda kabrada bada bada katua. Azemene, azemene, kambra kubarada barahas, sale baruda. Ebre kapata kambre, ebre kopata kabana de la baratua, jambra da barante bre kapata kambre de venete, jambra da bananta la balata balata. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's take a flight in the scriptures in the next few minutes. We trust the Holy Ghost to bring us to places in God that it is not possible for a man to enter into except by the help of the Holy Ghost. My brother, there is such a place as a place where the lion's whelp have not trodden upon. There is such a place. We pray that God will bring us to those places in the name of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. From verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. You see, if you read with the book of Mark, I think Luke, the scriptures call this place that Jesus was driven. Is it not true? By who?
Holy Spirit.
Huh?
Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost.
Because sometimes you only think that the Holy Spirit leads us to do the things that are pleasant. Imagine the Holy Spirit leading somebody you didn't read this place well. So sometimes the temptations and trials that you are passing through, is actually the Holy Ghost that what?
led you through it. Let's read Psalm 23 together. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. To lie down in green pastures. Beside the still waters. He
leads me in the pastures.
Righteousness. For his name's sake. Is enough. I fear no evil. All of the context of the book of Psalms chapter 23 is talking about somebody being led. Is it not true? One person is being led. Another person is the leader. The shepherd leads you. He leads you in the path of righteousness. He leads you beside the still waters and green pastures. We stop there only. But he also leads you in the valley of what? The shadow. Just that, for you to know that it's him, nothing will happen to you. If you cling to him, nothing will happen to you. For example, now they come here and say, Ima has died. If I'm fasting, I will eat. How can you die?
It's not possible.
Let me warn everybody here. If you die, that means he wants people to say I'm now raising the dead. Because I prefer, actually, it takes more power to keep people from dying than to raise them from the dead. It's not an easy thing to keep people from dying. Anything that can keep people from death, any type of death at all, is really powerful. So if you mistakenly die, that means we are gonna raise the dead. You know, the way we'll do is that if anything happens to you, we'll call people. You know, there, for example, now, can you carry this bag? If they call a show the whole world to know whether you can carry this bag, you can afford to allow the whole world to come. Because you know that, so when it comes, carry the bag. It's just like prayer now. If you like, let them call the whole YMR. Call the whole and give you mind. Do you need to say, oh God, help me to pray? Did you pray that prayer? What you are praying is mercy and all those things. It's not help me. You already know that there is a high capacitor. Kemotakadish hata. The only thing that needs to happen is for the machine to be working. It's not, are you with me? It's not whether the machine is there, it's there. The only thing we are doing is to get the machine working. It's working. Then, there are prayers you don't need to pray. Sometimes the reason why the healing and something doesn't work is not because it is not possible within the ambit. It's because maybe you are not charged. Yes. There are some cases that only respond at certain energy level. So when you are charged to that point, you respond. Then Jesus was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Do they still preach things like this? That actually God can lead you into the wilderness. I'm not sure. Are you sure they preach it? All the preaching they do is how God will bring you out of the wilderness, bring you out of battle, bring you out of trouble, bring you out of... Amen. That is all the preaching that they do. but there is such a thing as God leading somebody through the wilderness. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. So, when Jesus noticed that this is a season, a particular season for him, are you with me? Part of the reason Jesus was fasting is because he was able to discern that this season would be very hard for him. Is it not true? Very tough and very troublesome. So what was his response to the season? He started fasting. So it is wisdom for you to fast when you know you are in a season that is that you couldn't have survived in your own strength. It is now wise for you to do what? Fast on those days. In fact, the book of Luke said that he was led to be fasted to the wilderness, to be tempted of the devil. And on those days, what happened? He fasted. This is the exact word that the book of Luke used. So on those days, what do you do? Fast. So, on these days, what do you do? It's an error for you to put food in your mouth. The Bible says, a kingdom that is king wakes up in the morning to use food to salute himself is a kingdom that doesn't have future. Huh? The king wakes up in the morning and uses food to salute himself. Let me now tell you the truth. Two greatest enemies of destiny is food and sleep. I have never seen any man that abused food and sleep that succeeded in life. And I'm not just saying as a believer, in life, anything you are doing. Do you know how many night class you went through in the university? Ha! There are some people in campus, they didn't enjoy their bed at all. Every day night class. Some people, it might not be that they went to, but once it's exam, their bed is not their friend. Bro, you should have been sleeping. I heard somebody wired away his time and they brought exam sheets and asked him a question. He said, he now wrote back, "My God will answer for me." So, I with you now. I with you. If you are the lecturer, what would you do?
I like that. Advisor.
Eh? You will mark him.
As in, I will mark him. Not graduate.
That's actually what. I thought you said you will mark him. When you see such people, you will now know that what he has is not. It's not a temporal problem. It is something deeper. You know, see without knowledge. This one is worse.
Yes.
There is an altar fighting him.
That's why I saw a reply. God has answered me. Said,
okay. Even God will not pass it. At least make attempt. At least labor. When you now labor, then God will now see. Even God said that if he wants to bless you, he will find you doing something. Even if he's in ministry, there is no lazy pastor that survives. You know, part of the reason that the church went to the dogs is when pastors think that ministry is laziness. I will tell you. So when others are waking up in the morning and going for what they are supposed to do, pastor will stay till 12, you know, 1, 2, and then he comes in, does, and then sometimes he doesn't come. And you'll be looking for women to deceive, looking for. But what I'm telling you is true. Every pastor I know that is anything, thank God he allowed me to pass through serious ones. All the time I'm seeing them, they are serious with a beast, something serious doing. Even if they are not doing anything, my reverend those days, we still wake up as the children. He will do school runs. Those days, his children are still in secondary school, primary school. He finished school run. When he finished, help is because his wife goes to work. He's the one doing school run. He finished the thing. And then he goes to church. If there is nothing doing, my reverend will sweep the church. And then he bring out his Bible. Read. If there is nothing, he will call some people. Anytime you are lazy in anything, you will never succeed. I don't care what it is. People that move ahead in anything work hard. When I mean work hard, I know there is. See, the grace of God works in many dimensions. In my own opinion, the mightiest grace that can work anytime, any day, is the grace that is at work in you. And the grace that is at work in you does not work in isolation. It works in partnership. Are you with me now? When Paul said, I labored more than everybody, what did he say? Yet, not I, but the grace of God that is what? So, when a man labors for God, even though it is grace, Paul still called it labor. Say labor. I thought it's grace now. You know what people say? Let me tell you. Walk is a kingdom civilization. Walk is a kingdom civilization. Even God, his ratio of work to rest is 1:6. I use that philosophy too. I divide my week into 6. Divide my day into. Meanwhile, sometimes we overwork, but find a way and cover back. Like my reverend works 6 days in a week. On Monday, he doesn't go anywhere. He stays in the house and rests. Are you with me? So you must know that you should walk far more than you rest. And the Bible said, after God rested, what happened? He was refreshed. I don't want to go there. What is the proof of rest? Huh? Refreshment. What is the proof of rest?
Refreshment.
What is the proof of rest? It's in the Bible. It's in the Old and New Testament. In the book of Acts, the Bible says, when you believe and turn back from your ways, that God will send times of refreshing from the presence of God. Huh? That is why one of the major things the presence of God does to you is to refresh you. If we purge away all the weariness, purge away all the strife, all the stress, purge away all the tiredness, purge away all those stuff, the freshness will come. That is why when we come, we must pray in tongues. Not anyhow tongues, but you know, your tongues sound somehow, and it's always the same every day. That's how it sounds to my ear. But that's not how it sounds to your spirit and to God. The Bible says in the book of Acts that they spoke with what? New tongues. That word new is kainos in Greek. It means fresh. Fresh. My Oga was explaining it, and I'm yet to see a better explanation. He said he is coming from Kogi State. And in Kogi State, there is so much fresh mangrove forest. And they have the best of palm trees. Glory to God. And when you have palm trees, then you will have what? Say palm wine. So they have the best of palm wine. There is the freshest brew. Oh my God. That one, when you take it, you speak with new tongues. So nobody can speak. Anytime you speak with tongues, that refreshes you. You drank something. It was the men that saw them that testified of this. So, that these men are filled with what? New wine. So when you are filled with new wine, it causes your spirit, soul, sometimes even your body to be refreshed. Is it not true? Sometimes there is a refreshment. Even people will feel it around you. They will tell you, ah, you look so fresh. They don't know that you barely eat once a day. And there are days you are eating well and you are not looking good. There is a glory that hangs on people. Verse 3, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God. This is the temptation, this is the first temptation of Adam. I hope you know. This was how Eve was deceived. But you know, I began to wonder. The Bible said that, I don't know, I don't want to, but let me just touch it. The Bible said Eve was deceived, but Adam did his own with eyes open. You need to know why God did not act until Adam did his own. Because that's what was going on is a court session. Huh? Have you seen some court session? And a very skilled and cunning lawyer will try to trap you. He will ask you one question. There is one I watched. He blocked his ear and dropped something. He didn't hear it. Meanwhile, he said he heard when they killed somebody. How come you are now not able to hear? You see it? He trapped him. What Eve doesn't know is that it is a court session. And in court sessions, it is not necessarily the person that is right that wins the case. A good lawyer can win a bad case. And a bad lawyer can lose a good case. So, Eve had a good case, but she is not a good lawyer. Do you know the problem? The problem is that she is deceived. She is not in possession of all the information. Had it been the whole scenario ended with Eve, that thing cannot hold in the court of God. Because it is what? Say deception. Yes. But the man knew everything and still, so his own is he willfully did his own. But the other person doesn't know. Are you now seeing the difference now? Anyway, you should know, because sometimes the reason why Satan robs us of many things is because we don't know. Because you don't know, ignorance is not an excuse. So, the reason why I'm saying this is that it was the same temptation that was first replayed for Jesus. Because you need to know, of course, that Christ Jesus is the second man. And of course, the last man. So, the temptation of the first man was replayed for the second man. What was the temptation? What was the thing that Satan told Eve? Is it true that when you eat this, you will die? See, look at this one. He said, if thou be the Son of God. So, what is the question? The question here is identity. Say identity. Identity. So, Satan is the first thing. Are you with me? That is why you must be grounded in new creation realities. It is a must. Forget big grammar, forget everything. Anybody that is not grounded in the basics of the kingdom will always make a mistake. No matter how you can climb high. We have seen people who climb high and they made one mistake. Eh? And then Satan told them it's over. So there is a mighty man of God that something happened and he committed fornication. Eh? And he went and committed suicide. Now, he committed the fornication and they broadcasted it everywhere. And he committed. Are you with me now? See, that is a man that has not been grounded in new creation realities. That you committed fornication and then what? Is that why you should kill yourself? Ha! But you lie and you don't consider it a big enough sin to commit suicide. No, we have issues not with people that fell into sin. We have issues with people who willfully live in sin. Because that is the one that will lead you into reprobacy and apostasy. But if you are grounded in new creation reality, you will know that instantly God has forgiven you. In fact, if you even have a meeting the next 30 minutes, you could say and ask God, I know I have sinned, I know, but help me. I'm telling you what big men of God that knew it, they know this thing. They are not perfect. This is what they know. And you still see them. There are some things, but they still. And then you go back. Now, am I promoting? I have to tell you this so that you will survive. You need to take advantage of the blood of Jesus all the time. And it's not by saying, I plead the blood. It is, I'm not saying it's sin, it's bad, though. If that's where your faith is. Because I've told you people that the voice of God to you takes the shape of your revelation knowledge of Christ. So if the depth of your revelation knowledge is at that level, God will not run away from you. We will continue working with you at that level. Meanwhile, you need to know that there are many limitations at that level. Are you with me now? So some people can climb up to a higher level. There are some people that believe that if you don't lay hands on them, nothing will happen. Meanwhile, there are people I have sent text messages to, and they receive Holy Ghost baptism. Text message. You see, are you getting the point now? Some people, we wait till Jesus comes to their house. The centurion said, I have an understanding of how authority works. I understand that authority is embedded in the response that a man's word can generate per time. And me, I am a man of authority. So, because of that, experientially, I have been taught authority. Of course, authority is best taught experientially. It's not really cognitive. We can make our attempt. And when I saw you and the things happening in your life, I now understood that it is not too different from what is happening in my life. And I categorized the context of the manifestation in your life as an expression of your authority. Are you with me now? So he said, you don't need to come to my house. Because me, when I want to give my soldiers instruction, I don't need to go to the battlefield. All I need is to what? Send the word. Say, if you send the word, my servant shall be made whole. Jesus was mad. The thing blew his head. That's why I pray, let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. There is a depth of revelation you will have. Eh? Even God will say, Kai, this boy, the way you are moving. Are you with me now? You will see these things are easy. Revelation is not turning people's head. You know, there is a way you do word like this, It's a rema. No. No, leave that. Revelation brings people to a new plane of functionality. You see, it is not revelation if it doesn't impact to you a new measure of functionality.
Yes. Yes.
So if it does not help you to function better than you were functioning before, then it's not revelation. You probably blew your head. It's head knowledge. So if it's revelation that you receive, how did he improve your walk with God? How did he improve your healing ministry? How did he improve your life, your finances? How did he improve your marriage? How did he improve anything? If functionality was not improved, then it is not revelation. Because revelation, the intent is to improve functionality. Revelations make us function. How did I get here? So the first temptation of the first man is also the first temptation of the second man. And the context of that temptation is identity. Say identity.
Identity.
You must know who you are in Christ. It's a must. It's a must. See, your being in Christ is more important than your doing.
Yes.
In fact, the doing in Christ should stem out of your being. That is the one that will replicate the result many times. You need to understand that the things God is doing in your life and through your life is not because of you. It's because of who you are in Christ. So your identity in Christ is what makes everything possible. See, of course, the measure and extent to which we have taken advantage of our identity in Christ varies. And it's traceable to our revelation of our identity. So revelation empowers functionality. See, it is not by blowing grammar or whatever. There is your grandmother in the village that have an identity of who she is in Christ.
Yes, yes.
That powers a reality in her life. When a wish wants to fly like this, she will utter some things. And then those things will be cut down. She doesn't need to. She is walking by a revelation of her identity. Some of the early fathers that preached the gospel, this is how they clear shrines.
For sure.
By identity only. The people that brought the gospel, they were not too anointed. They came with identity. That's how they conquered Africa. The missionaries conquered by the revelation of their identity. That they are carrying Christ. And that his kingdom supersedes any kingdom. His authority supersedes any authority. So, they landed in Africa and collected your shrine that is killing people, and it did not do anything to them. They came to our place here at Ebo and collected everything. They say it's burial ground. And all of those churches, they were places that people don't dare. Once it's 6 p.m., people don't pass that place. They collected the built churches. Now, if you go to those areas, they are the hottest areas. I thought Satan is too powerful. He should say he won't leave. These men conquered by identity. The revelation of who sent them, that there is a kingdom in heaven superior to any kingdom, invades the earth and displaces any king. And this functionality mandate is expressed through our life. Whithersoever the sole of our foot touches, God has given it to us. Say identity. Don't fail the temptation of identity. Yes, you should know who you are. There is a song that said, I'm walking in power, I'm walking in miracle, I live a life of favor. I know who I am. My problem is that those people, they just know one small part of who they are. Some of them don't also know that they are the holiness of God. So they live anyhow. Yes, now if you know you are the holiness of God, there is a way you will not live. Is it not true? It's not in your head. This knowledge, are you with me? That you might come into the knowledge of God. The scripture says, in all what? Spiritual understanding. So there is no cognitive. It is what? Spiritual understanding. So these men are probably educated in their head. but their spirit is still uneducated. Hmm? But if you know who you are, Satan will run away. The extent of the believers of authority functional in your life is the extent to which you have understood your identity. Huh? It was the temptation of identity that the first man failed. He was not able to understand who he is. Satan presented something that seems as if he is better than who he is. There is no position better than the one that the man is already occupying. Satan deceived him with a false identity, trying to show him that there is a probably a better position than the one that he's occupying. That if you will eat this fruit, that you shall be like God. Meanwhile, this is a man that is already in God's image. You see, it is Satan came by envy, because the context of God's manifestation in the creation of man has never been seen before. So Satan thought when he was created, because the scripture says that he at his creation was the epitome of God's beauty, strength and magnificence. He shined so bright. So he never knew that God has something better in his archives. He thought he is the apex of creation. But when God created man, it is actually God creating himself. It is God coming in a created mode. You know, God is not created. Are you with me? It is God now coming in a created mode. So Satan came and deceived somebody that he will make him to be like gods. Which gods now? If they tell you some things, ask well. Oh. Forget language. Because I see some people say, I am God, I am Holy Ghost, I am this. Meanwhile, Jesus, your Savior, are with me. His temptation is if you are the Son of God. It is you that doesn't know what it means to be the Son of God. This is the temptation that the first man failed. It is your misunderstanding of what it means to be the Son of God. The reason why Jesus was killed, the greatest accusation, is because he said what? Because in our, it's African people that interpret scripture with African mindset. It is inferiority. Everything in Africa is affecting, inferiority complex has affected our interpretation of the scriptures. So you must say you are the Holy Ghost for you to show your who you are in God. You don't need to say that. Once you tell a Jew, I am the Son of God, he knows that what you are saying is that you are already in a, you are saying that you are equal with God. You are saying that you are God. And that's who you are. Not in office, but in life and in nature. That's who you are. Ye are gods in what? And in nature, not in office. Because in the office of the Godhead, there are many things that is not given to man. Eh? One of them is omnipotent. Hmm? Are you omnipotent? One of them is I don't want to go. There are many. Do you know the scripture said, I am the one that killeth and maketh alive? What does it mean? That word is actually an eternal word. For you to find the original meaning, you have to reach out to eternity. Don't interpret it with human dying, physical dying. He is the one that sets the standard of life and death. Huh? He is the one that sets the standard of good and bad. He is the one that sets the standard of good and evil. Hmm? He is the one that sets the standard of sin and righteousness. Are you getting me? I don't want to go deep because, for example, now, for you, you can wear baggy and it's okay. For him, you can wear baggy and it's a sin. Who set the standard? Your pastor. Who? The Holy Ghost. So you cannot now say, him, he is wearing baggy, let me wear. No, now. That means you don't understand what it means. That God is the circumference of good and evil. So you cannot say something is bad until you gain God's opinion about it. For example, now, a beggar. Have you seen beggars? All these beggars. They're begging you, begging you, begging you, begging you, begging you. And then you go and give. Meanwhile, the Holy Ghost in you is saying, don't give. Who is right? Now, when you now give, people around you in the bus will say, this man is a good man. This man is. Let me tell you. God, I don't want to say this, but God is not in kingdom giving. We are not philanthropists. We are kingdom givers. So we give because God instructed us, not for men to clap for us. That is the basis of Jesus saying, let your right hand not know what the left did. We are not giving to be clapped for. It's not that somebody will probably not notice. You know, some people, just because of it, God will tell him, give this person money. And they'll be looking for where to hide. Looking for where to hide. So that people will not know he gave. No, go and give it to the person. What the Bible is trying to say there is that make sure you are motivated by the Holy Ghost, not people's praise or criticism. And sometimes you see a well-dressed man, like I was going to, is it Abia State or Uyo one time? I saw a well-dressed man and he finished preaching and left. I gave him 500. Another person came and said, Umunem. Umunem oge ndo hi bale egbe na moto ai. Class very So when you hear that one, your soul that is not aligned to Christ, you go and respond to people's gimmicks. And you will give him 200 and say you gave to the poor. If those people finish in the evening, you will know you are the real poor person. Meanwhile, the person that sold pure water to you, small girl selling pure water, you will never leave 10 naira for the person. You are a wicked person. You don't know how God sees giving. The person will be running. When he finishes one bag, you will barely get 50 or 100 naira. But in one giving, you have given somebody what another person earns in 3 hours. Small girl, just because of school fees, he is not going to school for 2 weeks. I heard a story of how somebody came inside the bus and then he begged money, everybody gave. He didn't give and people are looking at him. He didn't give. You know that there are people who use their face and to talk another. The lady didn't say anything. When they now finish, a young man that is selling water in the, you know, in traffic, was, he now bought water, 100 naira, and gave the guy 400. The guy was hustling for change. He told him to take it. And the boss has moved. Do you know, the guy ran with all his might, caught up with the boss and prostrated and was thanking her. But meanwhile, the person that collected money said, then and left, and found another boss. Those beggars, professional beggars, they never know the worth of what you are giving them. It is that one that sweat is coming down from every day, running this one. When you give him 100 naira, he knows that to get 100 naira is no small change. He blessed the young lady with all his heart. As soon as that thing happened, the whole of the boss got the message. All of them kept quiet. Try it. Go and change your mindset. I'm not saying you should not give to those people. I'm saying be led by the Holy Ghost. I found out me, I'm not always led to give them. I don't have. I'm hardly led to give them. I'm telling you the truth. I don't want to go there. Sometimes, if you see the food they are eating, me, are you not seeing? I saw one, I was coming back from Lagos, he's carrying dark rum. He has finished eating and he's diluting it with rum. I said, Michael Sabela. That is, and when you finish giving, you will say, I gave to the poor.
Oh, yeah.
You need to know who is poor. You don't know who is poor, really. You need the Holy Ghost to know who is poor. Forget the way your neighbor is dressed. He might have trekked for 1 week. He doesn't even have money to eat in the night. All of you have came in church. And just because she is packaging herself well, you will not know that she is poor. So they should be shouting, I'm telling you that they are poor. You need the Holy Ghost to show you the real state of men. Sometimes it's not the people that don't know how to change their shoe that is poor. If you see what is in their house, you will shout. Some of those well-dressed brothers, they will drink garri and sleep this night. You need to hear the Holy Ghost well again. People like us, if you ever give us based on the way we look, then you will never give us. And I come here. So, identity. One day we'll go back to basics and go to new creation realities. You will not go far. Let me tell you the truth. The reason why, now that we are teaching advanced things, teaching many things, the reason why I'm grounded more than an average person, and I've checked my friends too, the most grounded amongst us are the people that are grounded in new creation reality before we now went up. The best amongst us. There is one. Eh? That one, the reason why people don't know the reason why he had the strength he had was because he came out from Christ's embassy. And they might not give you many things, but they will ground you in the truth of your identity in Christ. I was grounded. My reverend taught us well. Are you with me now? As by the way. Now, the whole thing I want to say, I will say it in the next 5 minutes and we'll close, is in verse 4. He said, but he answered and said, it is what? It is what? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That means that there are two ways a man can live. Is it not true? How many ways? One is what? Another one is what? If it's true, that means man has, in quotes, two lives. Huh? Is it not true? There is a human life that you have. And there is the life of God that is in you. How does the life of God grow in a man? Eh? How? So, if there is any life you lived in God that is not as a result of the preceding one, will you call it that you lived? So, how long have you been alive? That is a question you ask. There are many people in church that stayed for 10 years. They are not alive, they are dead. Because the Bible says that man, by the word that proceeds, so the measure of the life that is in a man is the measure of the proceeding word that is in his life. Huh? The business you started, did you start by the proceeding word? Because that business, for example, now, my mother said that before she started that, she had a vision. Another person had a vision. That is an instruction that what? Proceeded
So the life that she's living in the context of her business is as a result of what? The preceding one. So any life that you live as a born again, that is not as a result of the preceding one, is a life that heaven is not aware of. That is not living in the context of Jesus' judgment. If Jesus should judge you, deal. If Jesus should judge you, he is saying that you have only lived to the measure that you interacted with his preceding word. So how important is the preceding word? It's as important as what, say, your life. It's as important as your life. You have lived as long as and as much as you have interacted with the preceding word of God. If you like, stop eating. I know you like bread and granite. Stop eating bread and granite. And then, I used to see him down the road, that place. He buy fruit salad. Glory to God. So, imagine you not interacting with that reality. The reality of fruit salad. Kayosh. It will affect your living. Is it not true? Even your physical frame, your golden frame, will be affected by an aperture. Who will know that you have not been visiting somewhere? How much do you visit? How much do you visit? Because that Jesus made the comparison here. Eh? That the way you minister to this physical life is the way you should also minister to it. So a man shall not live by bread alone. As interested as you are in maintaining this physical life and growing it, that's the way you should be interested in maintaining. And he said that that life is only possible by the preceding word. I don't have time. We could have found out what it means to live by the word of God. The preceding word. God, people think what it means is to read Bible in the morning. Eh? You read Bible in the morning, they say, read your Bible, pray every day, pray. Anyway, it is before you get preceding word, you should have read the Bible. So it is a duty to read the Bible. But when you read the Bible, what is God speaking to you from those pages? That is what you live by. Don't leave the serving table. There is a serving table. There is a song I like a lot. By Pastor Chintok. For now we've come unto your word, we have come. Now we've come. Lord, by your spirit, you've drawn us to you. Lord, we've come with hearts open wide to you. Speak your word. Let Jesus be glorified. God, that's a heavy song. If you don't have it, come, let me give you. This song I use on retreat, if God will speak, I put it. Listen to it for 24 hours. And then my soul will be reconfigured. If God does like it, I will pick it. You know, there are days that no matter how much God, if he just does, you will pick it. Because your soul has been well tuned and configured. But there are days God will be making noise, you won't pick it. We will delve more on the voice of God. Because that is how a man lives. Anything you are able to do in this life that is not as a result of the preceding word is the one that is out of the context of your spiritual living. That one, God is not aware of it. And anything that God is not aware of is what Satan can bring down anytime. So you probably find a marriage partner without engaging the preceding word. That is the one that God is not aware of. And Satan can fight it anytime. Engage business. Engage school. engage anything without receiving the preceding word. Even when you know that God wants you to move in this line, you have to find, wait till the word comes. It is on the basis of that word that you begin to prosecute what you already know that God intended for your life. Some people know that God called them. They didn't wait for them to receive the word that backs up that calling. They left like a tornado. They said, God called me. And then Satan brought them down. The sort of things they suffered, they began to wonder, is it true that God even called me? He didn't wait to receive the preceding word. Because even before Jesus started ministry, a voice came from heaven. He said, well, this is my beloved son. After that day, Satan cannot contest. See, here, he's still contesting it. Are you the son of God? Eh? But when the preceding word came from heaven, eh? After that time, when he met a demoniac on at that gathering, he said, what have we to do with you, Jesus, who? After that day, it was never a contest. People never contended with his identity because the life that he's living is as a result of the preceding word. The voice of God has spoken from the heaven. And it is what Satan, circumstances, life cannot contest. It has been brought to a dimension, a perimeter of incontestable authority. Something that can reach into eternity and brings its force of accomplishment. As long as we yield to it, it will accomplish its purpose. It is that word that the Bible says that it can never go back to God without bringing to pass the intent for which God has sent it. It is only the sent word that has the capacity to fulfill his purpose. Are you with me now? Pray to God. Send your word to me. Send your word to me. Send your word to me. Shanento kabranda balahata kabena tiandolo zabrata babananta braka patalia ebrento koska baranta brana bahaya. In the next 1 minute, jenoto kosobrata bananta kabaradia embre kapata barana bata babaradenia embre kopata haska brana bata latebona kabena ambreto skabarata hai kapana dente manda braka pata kabrana bata bayate rabata manda. Send your word to me, O God. Manta kandele bre Endo kubada hasale manta, mabakambreta baranda braka bata banate, ebreko bata kambrata babanta braka bata barata, mamanta braka bata kambrede bedentele, ija braka bata kambrede bedetwa, abraka bata kambrede penatwa kabrata babanante, mamananta braka bata kabrana bata babarate ya, ija mento kambrata babantele deto, redeto 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 kabrana bata badante. Cabena, Ratapete de Capetua, Abracapata Barada Badasca, Bata Cabana de Levalata, Ramanante Cambete Tentella, Repete Capete de Deve, Rapato Cobosca, Bata Cambrada Bananta Barada, Jabraca Bata Cabananta Bradava, 1 more minute, Cabenanta Capella, Rapata Braca Bata Badasca, Bata Cabena, Ambracapato Cobo, Solo Bodo, Solo Bodo, Solo Bodo, Abreca Bananta Pamantele, Rapa. Pabraca pata cabana, Ambraca pata cabrata pata patanta la patatua, Rapatigata pata digata pata, Ebreco pata cambe de toi. Samana tahila, Apretos capalante prene palatia. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.